go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay, first we need to give thanks to our sponsors from last week. Ho Hook Pies, 1,000 Rand voucher.
What a prize. Ho Hook.
Nah, it's one of the big greatest prizes you can receive in 2020.
Yeah, there are pies and then there are pies from Ho Hook, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Ho Hook Farm Stall is a family-run establishment known for famous pies and baked goods. With additional offerings of fruit, veg, wine, gifts, and a full butchery, it is now your one-stop holiday destination. You can also enjoy home-cooked meals served daily in our coffee shop, and we are operating 7 days a week. For additional information, head over to our Facebook page.
That is Ho Hook Pies. Nice. Thank you, Ho Hook Pies. Okay, so since the survey time, how many questions will I ask an unsuspecting victim? Sherlyn Barnes, give me your answer, please.
I'm going to go with 9 questions.
9. Sibs?
1 more with 10 questions.
Jen, all right. Ramiz?
I'm going with 11 today.
Are you guys just counting up?
Seems like it.
Okay, Brad, let me guess. 12.
13.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. All right. That's not one of you got it correct.
Oh, no pies for us.
No pies at all. You got to go to the garage to get your pies. Okay, so this is where I phone a random person, ask them the most ridiculous set of questions, duping them into thinking it is the census survey, but it's not. It is totally senseless.
Hello?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm Agent 4132967. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple questions for your country.
Okay.
Should Energade promote that they are the preferred bottle for when you need to pee in the car?
No.
Would you watch a TV show where people try to figure out what killed adorable animals called Topsy?
No.
Is the closest most women get to telling another woman that they hate them is not helping them look for the earring that they just dropped? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you found that jogging is much more fun when you don't do it?
Yes.
Ma'am, do you wax your upper lip?
No.
Because I can detect the faint sound of a moustache rustling up against the phone.
No.
Ma'am, don't worry. It doesn't make you any less of a woman. Just a bit more of a man.
Are you serious?
Put down the phone.
With the rise of self-driving cars, is it just a matter of time until there's a country singer whose bucky leaves him?
Yes.
If you're unsure of trying out a new hairstyle, should you first try it on the child that most resembles you?
No.
How long have you been referred to as a human disaster?
I haven't.
Do people who set multiple alarms have trust issues with themselves?
Yes.
And tell me in 5 words or less whether or not ducks practice their human faces in photos.
I don't think they do that.
Would you like to see them make a polygraph that actually sets your pants on fire?
No.
Because I know I would. Ma'am, do you refer to testicles as wonkers because they're between a willy and a chocolate factory?
Wow. Wow. Say goodbye. Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe she held on for long.
You don't give me the credit. That has got to go down in history as the greatest senseless survey question ever.
It shouldn't even have happened because she should have hung up the phone earlier.
She's trying to be a good South African for the census survey.
Oh, man. You guys.
Where would you have put down the phone, Sibs? That upper lip for me. Yeah. I put it down there.
It was a long
chat. Doesn't make you any less of a woman. Just a little bit more of a man. That's all.
Put down the phone, lady.
Come on. But think about that hairstyle question. If you're trying to try out a new hairstyle, try it out on the kid that looks like you the most first. There we go. I mean, guys, this is not rocket science. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Parenting is easy, it seems.
This is sage advice. Like, you're never going to get it before.